stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we keep the world of travel coming your way for the 115th time, the Destination Spotlight is about to fill our national airways. Located in the 24th state in our nation, and that was admitted to the Union back in 1821, Springfield, Missouri is where we are headed. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through. And right now, as a show listener, you can tap into their early access Black Friday deals.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it is quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com. You can access their early access Black Friday deals this weekend or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Okay, Mark Hecke, CEO of the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, is holding for us on that show hotline. Off to Missouri we go.
Nice to connect with you today, Mark. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, I'm so excited to be with you guys today.
Well, nice to have you with us. You know, all right, so Springfield, officially it's recognized as the birthplace of the Mother Road, or Route 66, for somebody who doesn't know what the Mother Road is. I don't know if there's many out there. Route 66 will celebrate its 100th anniversary in 2026. How big a draw is that celebrated road to your community, Mark? And any big plans underway for this centennial celebration?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, Route 66 drives visitors from around the world. I was just recently looking into data, and we have like 30 different countries that come in just this year alone that have driven Route 66. So it truly does have a worldwide appeal. As far as 2026, big year, the centennial, there is great movement across the state. There's a centennial commission now in place that is going to be programmed throughout the year. And with that, we're partnered with the Department of Tourism to go out internationally to promote all these great things that are going to be planned, and how Route 66 is important to our history, but how it's going to evolve into the future.
Oh, that sounds great. And it is so important to our history, but I like that they're also forward thinking. So that'll be something to put on everyone's calendars. So Mark, we appreciate the location of Springfield. You're only about a 3-hour drive to St. Louis. Kansas City and Tulsa are both about 2.5 hours away or so by car. And Branson to your south is only really about a 45-minute drive. Certainly there's a lot to do in Springfield. You have more than 6,000 hotel rooms for a reason, but I think it's a great city that travelers can make as their hub, and each day they can really explore in and about Springfield, but also, as I mentioned, you can take some great day trips. Do you find that this helps with your tourism?
I think you've hit the nail on the head right there, that we really are this hub-and-spoke environment. Obviously, Springfield being the hub, obviously we have an airport. We're very easily accessible. That airport's really convenient. But then obviously we've got the great culture of Springfield, and then it's really easily to reach other destinations such as you just mentioned, you know, Branson just down the road, just a 40-minute drive. And then, of course, you can go experience other communities. But obviously basing ourselves in Springfield, and obviously my job here at the Convention and Visitors Bureau is to talk about all the great other things that our community is and why we have a really growing tourism community and why it is a great place to come and visit.
Oh, there's no question. We agree with that. You know, and I would say certainly many people have had a positive impact on the growth of Springfield over the years. These days, I would say Johnny Morris has to be at the top of the list, what he's built there in your city. It's a destination all by itself. I want you to talk with us about the Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium. It's been rated as America's Best, and it's adjacent to the original Bass Pro Shop Outdoor World.
Yes, thank you. Obviously, the Johnny Morris footprint in Springfield is obviously he's from here and has invested extremely heavily and has made his products the showcase for our community. And as you can tell, I'm not from Springfield. I'm from England originally, and moving here, I honestly did not know about Wonders of Wildlife, and everyone had raved about it. And of course, I had the opportunity to go thinking it was just an aquarium. And how was I wrong in terms of the degree and detail and expansiveness of Wonders of Wildlife is now something that I would challenge all your listeners to come and visit, because it is something that I really can't explain in this short time of how wonderful and how creative and how experiential it truly is.
Yeah. Mark, terrific caves in the area, the Ozarks, of course, with all the water sports and activities. You've been there for a short time, but I'm sure you've had a chance to explore the outdoors. What's an outdoor activity that you particularly enjoy that you'd like to encourage our fans to visit?
It's funny you mentioned caves. Just earlier this week, I was actually at the Smallin Caves, which has huge links to the Civil War. Last week I was at Fantastic Caverns, taken there. I love the caves. The caves are something that are sort of one of a kind in you know, that really differentiate not only Springfield, but Missouri, and something that really, it's just a very unique experience.
All right, so building on that, give us an interesting fact, maybe something enticing about Springfield that you think our listeners will find alluring and will make them come visit.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously all the things we've mentioned, but really we have a really deep arts and culinary scene that is a sort of a young, hip vibe that is really growing in our community. And then you can layer that in with the nostalgia of Route 66 and then get outdoors. It's really a very unique but exciting community.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there for today. Folks, you can find out more. The website is just springfieldmo.org, springfieldmo.org. Mark, really appreciate you connecting with us today. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Great. Thank you for reaching out. And if anything you need from me, you've got my number.
Sounds great. Take care.
Thanks. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Springfield, Missouri, folks. Springfieldmo.org. And that is how we're going to put a bow on Hour 1 of the program this week. Hour 2 is going to start in just a few minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum. So we want you to keep those radios locked in. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. Thanks for tuning in, America. Catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.